proclamation number 6340 dated the August 27th, 1955. Means of grace. Walking with God. As yet it is still a time of grace. I still try to persuade you humans by various means to turn around or to lead you into perfection, only your will must not be entirely in opposition to mine. If you humans rebel against me, against your destiny and everything that is still intended to benefit your soul, then my means of grace will be ineffective, and then your life will also be at risk, the life of the soul, for then it will succumb to spiritual death. You humans ought to fit in with my will, you ought to realize that you are powerless by yourselves and passively surrender to the one who rules over heaven and earth. Only through such passive devotion will you improve your earthly life, and then also allow the means of grace take effect and achieve progress for your soul. It is the time of the end and therefore a time of great adversity because I still want to help people turn around or achieve perfection. It truly would not be love on my part were I to leave you to your destiny and thus provide you with an unrestrained, carefree earthly life without misery and tribulation, for then your souls would definitely go astray, since the inner drive for ascent is only present in very few people. I must support you because I love you, but I can only grant my support in a way which I regard as a blessing for your soul, by being strict with you in order to bring you to your senses, since you are close to the end and haste is essential. Yet every person can improve his earthly fate himself by walking his earthly path in unison with me, by joining me more closely and thereby making every downfall impossible. And then I will also guide him such that his earthly life will be more bearable. For then he will no longer need harsh means of help because I will have won him over for myself. Yet as long as the human being still resists me, he only feels the burden and not my help. However, my love also applies to him and tries to win him over, only it uses different means which are nevertheless means of grace, because they only intend to achieve my living creation's return to me. But how insignificant are these sufferings and adversities compared to the torments of a renewed banishment into solid matter, which, however, will irrevocably happen to you humans if you don't bow down to my will in these lost days before the end. Through suffering and adversities I want to achieve nothing other than your return to me, who can and will help you at all times. You labor and are heavily laden. Yet you know one who calls you to himself. Follow his call, come unto me, all ye that labor, and are heavily laden, and I will give you rest. Single quote, and there is nothing I will not give you if only it benefits your soul. Join the group of my children, don't keep apart in willfulness or defiance but come to me as well, you who are still distant from me, and relinquish your resistance. For traveling the path with me is truly easier and more pleasant since I will guide you such that you will effortlessly reach your goal, but my path leads away from the world. For my kingdom is not of this world, yet it is your true home which will receive you when you have to leave the earth one day. Only a short stretch of the path is still ahead of you, but it is enough for you to reach the right goal. But if you hand yourselves over to me in my guidance without resistance, you will not regret that you followed the one who is the father of all of you, who wants to guide his children to eternal beatitude. Amen.